بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, يا أيها الذين آمنوا O believers, اذكروا الله, remember Allah, ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا, excessively. And we have explained this many times previously, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's injunction, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires from us that we take His name in abundance. It is only the fadl, the karam, the mercy of Allah, that Allah gives you and I the chance to sit for a little while and to make dhikr of Allah Rabbul Izzah, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, let us be honest to ourselves. Each person knows his own condition. How much of Allah, Allah, how much of dhikr have I made for the entire day? Besides the namaz that we are reading, during the day, the remaining of the hours of the day, the evening, the night, let us be honest. How many of us have sat down and made the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we have made the dhikr, how many times have we taken the name Allah Allah? How much have we remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sometimes days may go past and we haven't even made one tasbih, just one tasbih of the dhikr of Allah. Whereas Allah is asking us to make His dhikr in abundance. In Isha Salah, we heard the verse, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Surah Al-Jumu'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after the Jumu'ah Salah, when this Jumu'ah Salah is complete, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, then we spread in the earth, we go all out into the bazaars. وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ, Allah says, and seek the fadl of Allah, which is the mufassirin say, mean the rizq of Allah. Go and earn your rozi. Allah says, خُبْ جَاو, come out. But just as in the masjid, we were dhakirin, we were remembering Allah. Time of Jumu'ah, we hear the khutbah, then we are reading salat, we are making the dhikr, we are making tawbah, istighfar, dua, etc. Like that we were mindful of Allah. Allah says, now when you're going to earn your rozi, Allah says, go out, spread out, earn your rozi. It is the fadl of Allah, the rizq of Allah. But with that, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Even when you're earning your rozi now, Allah says, Allah se ghafil mat ho. Allah ko khub yaad kar lo. Remember Allah in abundance. If you do this, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Then you'll be successful. It doesn't mean now, whilst we are busy doing the deal and now we're making a zikr, we can't even say how much we ask, can't make can't bargain, we can't even tell the customer what's the price or the client. No, it doesn't mean that. Yes, in those hours when we are not engaged in any deal, then we make our zikr. Simple, we say, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, or just Allah, Allah, or La ilaha illallah. Even their masnoon du'as, the fat kalima in the bazaar, when you are reading, 1 million nakis a person gets. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lahu lahu al-mulk, huwa hayyun la yamut, huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. 1 million nakis you get. So, a person is doing his business, but he is remembering Allah. In other words, he's not ghafil of Allah. Now when a person is mindful of Allah, he will not deceive his customer. He will not lie to his customer. He will not cheat the customer. He will not take false promises and oaths and qasams. But he'll be mindful of Allah. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. But the beginning of dhikr, the elementary, the ABC as we say, like a child goes to the nursery or to the maktab, alif, ba, ta, sa. Person goes to school, first day, small child, A, B, C. That's what he's learning. We don't expect the child, first time in the life of the child now, to form a word and a sentence. It takes time. Like the zikrullah, the very first basic zikr, or mashayikh say, zikr with the lisan, with the tongue. Sit for a little while. Read the kalima la ilaha illallah. Ponder of Allah's greatness. Nafi and ithbat. We're removing from our heart. Ghairullah. Everybody besides Allah. The temptations of the world. The love of the world. Illicit relationships. The love of dunya. The ego we have. The haram passions we have. Our whims and fancies. The spiritual maladies we have. We are saying la to all those things. And then illallah. Filling our hearts with the oneness of Allah. The tawheed of Allah. The marifat of Allah. The love of Allah. So first, the very first thing, even if you're not saying with concentration right in the beginning, we just sing Allah, Allah, illallah, la ilaha illallah. But then after that, a person should now progress. And this is what our mashayikh are asking us, or advising us. That first you start at elementary, but don't remain there. Person doesn't remain in nursery school his entire life. Then slowly there's taraqqi, there's the progress. The person increases in the number of alphabets he learned, she learned, the words, sentences, like that we are learning, we are making more and more dhikr of Allah. Now when you're making the dhikr of Allah, we are more conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are making dhikr with mudawama, regularly, constantly, not just occasionally, not just now and then, once a month, once in a week, I just take one tasbih and I read dhikr. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to make dhikrullah kathiran, in abundance. So we take our tasbih and we start. Start with la ilaha illallah. Start with the third kalima. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Whatever dhikr we can make. And istighfar we make. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. If you can't make one entire tasbih, just as a beginner, a starter, make 3 times. Then improve, progress 10 times. Then go a little bit more, 20 times. Then inshallah we make 100 times. Then we must be constant. We shouldn't sleep without making a dhikr. Recite Durood Sharif upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every single day of our life and on a Friday. Friday has already begun. So we should increase in our salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are believers. Our tongues should be moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our lives have become so away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's remembrance. There's so much of ghaflat has set into our lives that we actually forget to take the name of Allah, let alone calling people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inviting, giving da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let alone gaining the marifat and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're not even making the dhikr of Allah. So we should make a concerted effort, all of us, even a woman folk at home. Of course, it is best that you ask an alim how what zikr you should make, but just as a beginner, elementary, ABC as we say, start making the zikr of Allah now, diligently, constantly, and then we build on it. Now we are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we are saying Allah, we are thinking of Allah ta'ala's greatness. Allah's azamat, Allah's kibriya. Everything is Allah's control. Take the name Allah sweetly. In the most beautiful way. Ponder of Allah ta'ala's kindness, Allah's favors. The dhikr with the tongue, as we progress from the dhikr of the tongue, it comes onto the dhikr of the heart. Now with the qalb, now the person is more mindful of Allah Rabbul Izzat. His heart, every beat of the heart, Allah, Allah, Allah. How many mashayikh, they reached that level of dhikr. They were such dhakireen, that because they made such mujahada in their lives, and so much of dhikr they made regularly, for years, the people who were sitting near them could actually hear Allah, Allah coming out of their heart. We don't experience these things because Allah forgive us. We are so ghafil of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah make us true dhakireen, shakireen, and then a person makes taraqqi, and then a person now becomes a dhakir. How? Even his limbs are in the dhikr of Allah. Now, the hand won't touch haram, the eye won't see haram, the ear won't want to hear haram, the person won't indulge in haram. Because now he is so conscious of Allah, that not only with the tongue, the heart, the mind, his limbs also, are now in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then mashayikh say, dhikr hali. What that means, in every situation, any situation, the person is well aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Simple example. You all go to sleep, you wake up in the morning. Now how many of us wake up in the morning with the consciousness and that feeling that I have woken up and I'm making the dhikr of Allah. Alhamdulillahilladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. The very first thought goes on who? On his Allah, his creator. Praise be to that Allah who has given us life after giving us death because we went to sleep. Allah could have taken away our lives. Allah gave us life again. And now, so the first thought is on what? Allah. Or do we wake up in the morning, hey, I got to make that business deal today, and I got to go there, I got that appointment, that patient I got to see, or that program I've got. So everything else besides Allah is coming out. But if person is conscious, dhikri hal means when he wakes up, any situation. Now when he wakes up in the morning, the first thing, the first word, Alhamdulillah. That is, he's conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a man is eating, he won't just say the Bismillahi wa barakatillah, Wallahumma laka alhamdu laka shukr. No, just without any conscious feeling, he realize, Ya Allah ki ni'mate. There was a very great buzurg, Hadith, Mawlana Faqir Muhammad Saab Rahmatullahi Alayhi, who was known as Sahibi Bakka. He should cry profusely. When he should think of Allah Rabbul Izzat, people gave him the title of Bakka. Bakka means one who cries a lot. When he should take one morsel of food, imagine we're going to eat and we're busy eating away. We don't even remember Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah has given us such ni'mat. This buzruk should take that one morsel, taking it close to his mouth, and he begins to cry. People ask him, Hazrat, what are you crying for? He said, Ye Allah ki di hui ni'mat hai. This is my Allah's ni'mat. Allah has given me this food to eat. How grateful I should be to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So all the time they are conscious of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Imagine then what their salat must be like. And their sajda. And their dua. Because now the person is a true zakir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this all of us can achieve. And Allah give it to us. All what is required is we have to make up our minds. Our lives, we have spent it in this way. The remaining years or days of our life. Let us try to become true zakireen. And remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by means of our tongue, by means of our heart, our mind, our limbs. We must be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. The important thing again is to make dhikr now constantly, increase our dhikr, make it excessively, and have that dhyan that my Allah is listening to me. I'm taking the name of my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though if a person took the name of Allah without any concentration, then too he'll be rewarded. Then too there is great benefit. But a little bit of concentration, and then we'll find more barakah and more nur of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك شكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم يا الله forgive us our sins my Allah يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہمارے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما يا الله ہم بہت کمزور ضعیف ہیں يا الله we are weak my Allah يا الله forgive us my Allah يا الله help us my Allah guide us my Allah يا الله we need hidayat my Allah اهدنا الصراط المستقيم شو الصراط المستقيم يا الله يا الله keep us on صراط المستقيم يا الله give us a strong iman يا الله يا الله don't make our iman weak يا الله يا الله do not snatch away our iman from our hearts يا الله forgive us يا الله we're making shukr to you for the countless of ni'mas you've bestowed upon us especially iman يا الله يا الله make us live with iman make us die with iman raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman my Allah ya Allah give us the himmat the courage and strength ya Allah to refrain from all type of sins my Allah major sins minor sins my Allah ya Allah in the darkness of the night ya Allah whatever sins we committed forgive us my Allah in broad daylight whatever sins we committed forgive us my Allah ya Allah cleanse and purify our hearts my Allah يا الله ہمارے دلوں کو مصفى مجلى مزكى بنا يا الله with the barakah of the dhikr we made my Allah your blessed name my Allah you gave us tawfiq accept it my Allah يا الله we don't have sincerity my Allah our tongues and our hearts and our limbs are so weak my Allah how we should be making your dhikr we are not making dhikr that way my Allah forgive us my Allah give us tawfiq my Allah accept it from us Allah make us true zakirin and shakirin my Allah Allah give us good health my Allah so many brothers and sisters my Allah they are unwell my Allah some are in hospital some are at home my Allah Allah so many have got cancer my Allah and different diseases my Allah Ya Allah, shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Grant them complete shifa, my Allah. Give them strength again, my Allah. Protect us from those diseases as well, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Give them the highest of stages, my Allah. Protect them from azab of qabr, my Allah. Grant their family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our maut come to us in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, take us to Haramain Sharifain, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many other countries of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is open for them to go to Haramain Sharifain. Ya Allah, we are deprived, my Allah. We know it is because of our sins, my Allah. Our doings, my Allah. Our pride, our arrogance, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have slipped somewhere, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have not seen your Baytullah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we wish to stand before the Rosa Mubarak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are pining to be there, my Allah. So many brothers and sisters had made intention for Hajj, my Allah. 2 years have gone by, they are unable to go, my Allah. Open your doors for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma aftah lana abwaab rahmatik. Ya Allah, we are making i'tiraf, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we confess we are wrong, my Allah. We are weak, my Allah. We are your sinful servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you are shani rahmat, my Allah. You are most forgiving, my Allah. You are most merciful, my Allah. There can be no person who is more merciful than you, my Allah. There can be no person who can be so more generous than you, my Allah. Your treasures are full, my Allah. They never become depleted, my Allah. They don't suffer any decrease whatsoever, my Allah. Open your doors for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, let our maut come to us in Madinah Sharif. Grant us buril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, some of the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, the holy kuthur water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are pining to see our beloved Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bring the sunnah of Rasulullah in our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any reckoning. Protect all of us, my Allah. Our family members, our wives, our children, our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, protect all of us, my Allah, from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, my Allah, especially the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. Different types of trials and tribulations, my Allah. Every day they are coming upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, it's going to become more and more severe, my Allah. We've read in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers and sisters have tonight, my Allah. Fulfill our needs, my Allah. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat. Ya Dafi al-Baliyat. Ya Hal al-Mushkilat.
اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله give us حلال طيب روزي ما يا الله give us plentiful ما يا الله Don't make us muhtaj on your makhluq, my Allah. Make us only beg from you, my Allah. Allah, make us use it in the correct ways also, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Our children, our grandchildren, my Allah. Allah, make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Allah, grant us all ikhlas and maqbuliyat. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta sami'u al-alim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana, innaka anta tawwabu al-rahim. سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون سلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين